Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening from Fort Lauderdale. This is Nate Klarfeld with Stonewall Live, the best of gay and lesbian book, film, and media talk on Blog Talk Radio. Tonight I have Beck Wood, an author who has gone through more than most people have gone through in 10 lives. That's a good way to start it. Beck Wood has written a book called A Life Unchosen. And those of you who are watching this or listening to this, excuse me, this is radio, not television, that are listening to this on my show page are seeing a cover and a back cover and some wonderful pictures of beautiful Beck Wood smiling big through beautiful eyes. But the account of her life isn't that pretty and beautiful. She came from a journey of an abused child and now she is a famous lesbian author. From an early childhood horrors to traumatic experiences with both parents, Ms. Wood emerges as a strong survivor from a sea of disappointments and tragedies. Hello, Beck.
Hello, Nathan. How are you?
I'm just doing great. I'm in warm, sunny Fort Lauderdale. Where are you?
I am in warm, sunny Tampa, Florida.
Well, we're just up the street.
Yeah.
That's great. I'm just kidding. That's wonderful. Listen, let me get started with your book. It is a personal, heart-ripping, tear-jerking, smiling at the end, thank God. You didn't have a bad ending. Like many gay people who have been through what you've been through. And I want readers to know that, and you can click on your website to get to, and we'll go to your website in a minute. But I want to let the listeners know that we do have a call-in number tonight to either make comments or ask questions of me or my guest, Beck. And the number is 805-830-8355. And you press 1 to get in the queue, and we'll get to you as soon as we can. I promise we'll get to every caller. Some of you are already in the chat. I see you, and you can ask me questions. You can type them up, and I will ask Beck those questions. But first, I have a big question for Ed. Beck, it's an educational question. That's what I meant. Why did you write this book?
I wrote it as a form of self-therapy for myself. I was seeing a counselor and trying to work through my issues. And I decided that it would help me to write the book. And then also I wanted to help other people that have been through similar experiences as I have. And, you know, hopefully help their lives in some way. And I also wrote it so people could see that there's a darker side to life and that there's, you know, people who have disturbed sick minds, even during their young ages and teenagers. And that's basically why I wrote it.
You know, so many people go through similar experiences of yours and they don't write a book. You know, we all hear about friends and neighbors and acquaintances, gay and straight. The gay people are twice as likely to have had some abuse problems, whether it's substance abuse, whether it's sexual abuse, whether it's emotional trauma. You've also gone through the murder of a parent. We'll go into that later. You know, I've gone through some of those things, and I have a journal, but I don't want to share my journal. What made you want to share your story?
I just really wanted to, well, I've always been a writer. I mean, even since a young age, I've always wrote. I used to write songs and stuff, and it always got my feelings out, my anger, and it releases everything and gets everything out of me. And I wanted to tell the truth. I wanted people to see the truth of, you know, what's out there and, you know, what happens to people and children.
Sure. We have a caller. Can I take him now? Or?
Yes, let's go.
Hey, Okay, you're on the air with Beck Wood. What do you want to call you? Could we call you 813, or do you want a name? Hello, 813-770. Are you there? 813-770. Are you there? Okay, he's not there. We'll leave him on in case he gets back on, or him or her.
Okay.
So, okay, no problem. It sometimes happens. We get weird connections here. So you wanted to share. You had so okay. Can you share the moment in your darkness, and you can share the darkness with us. But can you share the moment when you realized that you were going to make it? Can you share that moment with us?
When I realized I was going to make it, I believe it would have been after I tried to commit suicide with a gun, put it to my head, pulled the trigger and everything. Yes, did that 3 times, and the gun never fired.
Good for that gun.
Yes, and I just believe that God intervened and saved me, and
good.
It was time for me to move on to a better life.
Let's try that caller again. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hi. I'm sorry, I couldn't get through a few minutes ago.
That's okay. It's crazy times here. What do you want to talk about? You want to ask us a question or make a comment?
Oh, yes, I do. I read Beck's book, A Life Unchosen. It was absolutely unbelievable, absolutely amazing.
I agree.
I was moved to tears throughout the entire book.
Uh-huh.
And I do have a question, actually.
Go.
Have you been able to come to terms with your mother's murder? And were you at any point able to forgive the man that killed her?
No, I don't believe that I will ever come to terms with my mother's death. The visual in my mind of her being shot, the sound, the taste, the feel of everything that she must have experienced, the pain, the blood will forever remain in my mind. It's just something that I will never forget. Now, what I have come to terms with is my forgiveness for her.
Mm-hmm.
For a long time, I resented her. Thought she was basically a whore. It affected what I felt for all women in my relationships. To me, they were all whores, and it took me a long time to get past that, and I had to forgive my mother to get past that.
Uh-huh.
So, yes, I've forgiven. As far as forgiving the man who took my mother's life, I don't believe that will ever happen. Probably not in my life and not in my death. I will never forgive him. To me, truly, not. You have to love someone to forgive them. And only God can give that love and forgiveness. I can't do it.
Right.
Good for you. I understand. Yeah. I've talked to people who have lost parents and children. And, of course, you know, I've lost a very close loved one. And I don't think you can forget the smell, the taste, the feeling, the anger, the shaking, the loneliness. I just think you get a little stronger. I don't think it gets better. I just think you get stronger. Do you agree with that?
Yes, most definitely you get stronger. It makes you a stronger person. I'll never forget it, of course, and forgiveness is really hard for me. But, I definitely think it makes you stronger. It's made me a very strong person and a survivor.
Right. Will you share with people how hard it is to write a book and get it promoted? I know the answer.
Extremely hard. Writing the book was very hard for me because it brought up a lot of memories and things that I hadn't dealt with yet, you know. So, yes, it was very difficult for me to write it. And I had periods where I had to stop because it put me into a depression, and I was depressed for several months into a deep deep state of mind, and I had to get out of that before I could start writing again. Yes, so it was very difficult.
Yeah, the mind does know the difference, and I'm sure you've read about this, but my husband's a psychiatrist, a medical psychiatrist, and he told me that the mind, they've done MRIs, the mind doesn't know the difference between actually experiencing something and then writing it and analyzing and reliving it. You get the same exact brain waves when you actively think about it as if it is really happening to you. And so that's why I asked you that question at the top of the show. Where did you get the strength to write it all down? Because that means you had to relive every single abuse, every single indignity, every single horror, and then your mother's murder, which happened after so much of the abuse. It was almost like, oh my God, how can anything worse happen? Something worse happened. So where did that strength come from, Beck?
Well, I believe, Nathan, that I had to find love within myself for myself before I could find that strength. I don't believe that I had loved myself. I actually pretty much hated myself for things that I had done that were very bad, and I was ashamed of myself, and I had to come to terms with loving myself first, which I finally did. It took me a long time and much therapy,
sure. Okay.
But that's where I found my strength, through love.
We have another caller. You are the popular girl tonight, lady.
Okay.
Hey, you're on the air with Beck Wood. What do you have to say?
Oh, okay. Beck, let's see. What prompted you to write a tell-all book?
Well, I decided to write the book for several reasons. It was a form, like I said before, of self-therapy and things I needed to face within myself that I needed to get out there and get on paper so I could deal with it, I could face it and try to get over it. Also, like I had said before, I wrote the book because I really want to give something to other people that have gone through the same situation I have. And I wanted to leave something behind when I died. I wanted to have a purpose, a meaning. So that's why I wrote it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Great answer. Wow.
Yeah, I have another question.
Okay.
In your book, it states that you were molested. Do you feel that this is why you're a lesbian?
No, I don't feel that way at all. What the abuse left me with was adult sexual dysfunctions, emotional issues, and difficult forming any type of bonds with people. I believe that I was born gay. I have always had feelings for women, and it just seemed natural to me. So, no, I don't believe the abuse had anything to do with that whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. Yeah. From personal experience, I was born gay. I had my first sexual experience, which would, if I explained it all to you, which I am not going to because I am not Beck Wood, who loves to talk, who has the strength. I have no strength. I just talk to authors and have a great, great time. I don't have the strength to write it all down. But I did have sex with a 13, with an adult. It would be classified, if I told you the circumstances, as abuse. And it didn't. I was gay before, and I'm gay after. And after many, many years of therapy, I can tell you that I was a sexual cripple because of it. Not because, and I think the person who did this could recognize that I was gay. I think he had gaydar, even as a 13-year-old, could tell that I was attracted to him. He was an older man, so. Yeah, I don't consider it abuse because I didn't think it was abuse at the time. That's how sneaky abusers are. No, it didn't make me turn gay. It made me crippled. Is that
right,
a better word?
Exactly. I agree with you.
Okay. We have another caller. You know, we're just going to be busy with the caller tonight. I love it. Hey, you're on the air with Beck Wood. What do you have to say?
Oh, hello. This is for Beck. Beck, I was wondering, why did it take you until your late 40s to write your book? Why did it take you that long?
Well,
I believe it took me that long because I felt so much shame in myself, ashamed of everything that I had done, because I did some really horrible things. I was afraid of what people might think of me. Again, I still didn't like myself, and I had deep-rooted mental issues to deal with. It wasn't until that I sought therapy for several years that I began to release myself from the past and learn how to accept and love myself for who I am today. I wanted the book to be a tell-all book. I had to be happy with me before I could do that. So basically, I had to find love and happiness within myself to be able to accept me and be able to get past that shame.
Good, good.
Okay, well, thank you. I have another question. Can I ask another one?
Please go.
Okay. I did read your book, A Life on Joan Lewis. I thought it was excellent, and it really, you know, you shared a lot of your experiences, and it was very sad and emotional. But I also am amazed that you survived such tragedies. How was it that you were able to survive for such a horrific life and all those experiences? Not like, did you ever have like suicidal thoughts or anything like that, which I know you did mention in your book, but you still have them, and, you know, I just wonder how you survived such a horrible experience.
Good question.
Yes, of course, I had tried to commit suicide on several occasions. I believe probably within the last couple years I've gotten out of that. I haven't thought about suicide or taking my life or hurting myself in any way. So I do believe I'm past that. Now, how I think I survived is I don't really believe that I was alone. I don't believe that I would have survived without the intervention of God.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems that
mm-hmm.
He was always there for me. I feel that He gave me a disturbing life because He wanted me to write this book.
Uh-huh.
I always knew that my life had more purpose and that there was something that I was sent here to do. I just didn't know what it was until God gave it to me.
Really?
And that's, yeah.
Good.
Okay, well, thank you. I don't want to consume this, but I just have one more question because, like I said, I was
Please
so
impressed. Please go. With... Oh, no, no. I'd rather other people talk than me. I hate hearing myself talk. Go.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. I just wanted to know if you found that this had a negative impact on your past relationships and present, and you think it still will have one in future relationships, you know, these experiences that you've had, you know, especially like the trust issues and things like that.
Oh, yes, most definitely. It's had a major impact on my my past relationships. I haven't been able to maintain them. Usually I'm about good for 3 months, and that'll be a maximum for me. There's definitely intimate issues. I'm not capable, or I don't really like being touched. It bothers me. And that causes issues within the relationship, and I have trust issues because of what my mom did. I'm getting past that, but I still have trust issues.
Good. I understand. Wow. Thank you.
Okay,
thank you.
Well, thank you very much. I'm going to continue to, when I'm able to listen to everything, but thank you very much. I'm very impressed with you, Beck, and I give you a lot of credit. And I hope you are successful with your book. I know I love
thank
it very much.
I
thank
want
you very
to remind,
much.
I want to remind the callers. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I want to remind the callers that are still on the air and the ones that are in the chat room that about 30 minutes after the show, which the show will end at 9:30 in about 10 minutes, which I told you it would be the fastest 30 minutes of your life. This will be available archived on the Click website. I'll put that up on Facebook, and I'm going to send it to Beck, and Beck can send it to all of her friends. This interview will be available for 3 to 5 years on my show page. blogtalkradio.com/StonewallLive. Again, our call-in number is 805-830-8355. And I want to thank all the callers. They were just absolutely amazing calls. Okay, I've got more questions. This is a question that always has me thinking when I hear about either physical or emotional or sexual abuse. Beck, have you in your healthy, and you're very healthy now, trust me, because I can hear your answers and you're healthy as a rock. Let me tell you, you're a healthy girl. Yeah.
Appreciate
that. Have you confronted any of your abusers physically, like either your mother's murderer or your other abusers in life or your physical and sexual abusers?
I have never confronted my mother's killer. I don't believe that I could because of the anger that I still have inside for him. I believe if I were to see him or confront him, it would cause problems for me. The only one and I've never really confronted any of them, but my brother who molested me was greatly disturbed when I came out with the book. He read it. His wife read it. They pretty much disowned me afterwards, and of course he denied it, and his wife believed him, and she denied it, and we went back and forth, and, you know, he still denies it, but I know the truth, and the world's going to know the truth, so.
Sure, I understand. Yeah. And it's hard for him. I mean, he's not in the same place you are.
It is hard for him. I understand that.
Yeah, he didn't go through the trauma. He caused the trauma, but he didn't go through the trauma. Big difference.
Right.
Okay, here are some new questions. What's next? You've written a book. Obviously, people have read it. We've had four callers who have all read the book, including me, who have all said the same thing. You are a very good writer. What's next for Beck Wood and her literary career?
Nathan, I believe this will be the only book that I will ever write.
Really? Okay.
Yes, I don't plan on writing any more books. I plan on using my time and my future to promote the book, to get the information out there, to get the name out there, and hopefully have some kind of success with it.
I hope so. That's my
plan.
Yeah, and I think you're right. I think in just speaking about this one issue, which, my God, is a huge, huge issue. Let me go over some of the statistics. One in four females in the United States has been abused as a child, both sexually or physically. One in six males has been abused either physically or sexually as a child. The numbers double, by the way, the numbers double if somebody perceives to you being either a lesbian or gay, and I think that has to do with not the victim but the aggressor. The aggressor realizes that we are weakened. I'm getting all this from my doctor, psychiatrist, husband, who tells me all these things, wrote me all these little notes to tell you. But the numbers, Beck, are astounding. I think that there's a hidden, you know, I'm one of them and he's one of them, and the more I get to know people, the more stories like yours I hear. Of course, not everyone's got the strength to write them down. I don't. I couldn't confront my. I feel like if I wrote it down, I would lose some of my mechanisms for defense. I keep it hidden because denial is working for me. Don't laugh at me, but I'm laughing at myself. Denial works for me. It doesn't work for a lot of people, but it works for me. And I don't think I couldn't do it. I couldn't write it down. I mean, I've been interviewing authors for 12 years. I've heard many horrible stories. Yours is right up there with number one or number two. But yet your writing was so smooth. It wasn't hesitant. You just wrote it like, you know, I met, Lindsay Lohan yesterday, and you would write down that you had this horrible experience with a murder or a horrible experience with addiction or horrible experience with this. And you're very smooth. And that's why I was surprised. I was very surprised when you said you weren't planning on writing another book. I hope that your experiences in promoting this book, and hopefully your experiences will expand, hopefully this radio interview, which I didn't want to tell you because you were nervous, it reaches 1,000 downloads. We have about 2,000 or 3,000 people listening right now. I have the ticker, I can tell, I know. And it will probably...
Now I'm really nervous.
No, don't be nervous, because we're at the last 4 minutes, so I can say these things.
Okay.
My Black Talk radio show is affiliated with the Stonewall National Museum and Archives, which is part of the Stonewall Library and Archives, America's largest gay and lesbian library, located in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. We run about 20 programs a month, and for the past 12 years, I've hosted about 150 live authors in our library, talking about things like this and novels and, you know, everything from, you know, personal experiences to, you know, adults writing about children's, you know, issues and things like that. So I do want you to know that I have a lot of experience in speaking to authors, and I feel you're more natural than most of our gay and lesbian authors today. And I want to encourage you as one of the most experienced interviewers, that I want you to write another book.
Okay. Thanks. I appreciate
it. I don't know what
it's
going to be about. Well, maybe a novel. You know, maybe you're going to, maybe
okay,
fiction.
Maybe.
You know.
You never know.
Well, that you know what? You never know. Never say never. And
yeah,
you never know. And tomorrow, you know, you may get another hair, you know, another passion, because you do have a passion. For those of you who, on my website, you can get a link to Beck Wood's book to buy it, and you can also read parts of the book. I've got the front and back cover reproduced on my Flash program there on my Adobe Flash, because I wanted you to kind of get a little inkling of what's going on. Beck, why don't you give us your email address so people can contact you? Is that
definitely
okay with you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Go ahead and give us your email address slowly.
Oh, you want my email address? Okay, it's Beck, B-E-C-K, Wood, W-O-O-D, 1, the number 1, at gmail.com.
Okay, so I want you to write Beck Wood and ask her about how to buy her book, because we need to sell her book, honey. And then I want you to read the book and then write her back and tell her to write another book, just because I said so. Okay, we have 91 seconds left. I told you this is going to be the fastest 90 minutes, 30 minutes of your life. Okay.
Yes, watch.
I told you, you were nervous, but I can make anybody calm.
You're right.
Okay, I've got a young, let's say, for instance, we have a young 19, 20-year-old young woman who is in your shoes when you were 19 or 20. Tell me what you would say to that young lady.
That had been through similar things that I had been through at that age. I would tell her she has to look inside of herself, and she has to find forgiveness and love. And what helped me a lot, too, was my belief in God.
Uh-huh. Higher power. Uh-huh.
Yes, a higher power, definitely.
Good. Yeah, I think that the theme of your book is you get stronger. You just get stronger.
Exactly.
I felt,
get stronger.
Yeah, I really do. I think you just get stronger, and there's nothing you can do about it. Just wait. Listen, we have 10 seconds left. I want to say goodnight to Beck, and you've got her, your email. As I said, in a few moments, you can tell your friends to get on blogtalkradio.com/StonewallLive, and Beck will send you the link to this and to this interview, which will be available for 3 to 5 years. And Beck, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Nathan, thank you. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
And night from Fort Lauderdale.
Good night from Tampa.